zaštovaný. Ako?
Cez pikl, zapikl.
OK, that's new.
It's like five different versions.
Ready or not, here I come.
Pripravený alebo nie, idem.
So, who's ready for Christmas?
Kto je pripravený na Vianoce?
Ready or not, here it comes.
Pripravený alebo nie, už sú tu.
But more important question, who's
ale ešte o mnoho dôležitejšia otázka.
Who's ready for Jesus?
Kto je pripravený na Pána Ježiša?
Just ready or not, he's coming.
Pripravený alebo nie, ide.
And that's in a way what we're going to talk about tonight.
A o tomto budeme hovoriť aj dnes večer.
That's the theme of Advent, really.
To je téma adventu.
Is that Jesus has come and he is coming again.
Že Pán Ježiš síce prišiel, ale príde ešte raz a znovu.
And really that event begs this question, are you ready or not?
A táto udalosť nám ponúka otázku, že či sme teda pripravení alebo nie.
And I was just thinking, I was preparing this morning, you know, what does this Advent life look like? What does this life of expectation look like?
A dnes, keď som si tak premýšľala, keď som sa pripravovala, že tak čo to znamená taký adventný život, život v očakávaní, you know, ako to má vyzerať?
Is it just a thing like around Christmas time where we talk about Jesus' birth and, you know, have some Christmas cookies and give gifts and stuff like this?
Je to len o tom, že počas vianočného obdobia sa rozprávame o Pánovi Ježišovi, že prišiel, pečíme nejaké vianočné pečivo a tak ďalej a tak ďalej.
Or is it something more?
Alebo je tam niečo viac.
You know, I think the Advent life is this life that's focused on getting ready for Jesus.
Ale ja si myslím, že adventný život je život, ktorý očakáva alebo sa zameriava na is focused on
Jesus coming.
Na príchod Pána Ježiša.
And that's really the Christian life.
A to je kresťanský život.
That we are getting ready daily to receive Jesus in our daily life, but also his second coming.
Že sme ochotní každý deň sa pripravovať na Pána Ježiša, ale že sa pripravujeme aj na jeho druhý príchod.
We get to reflect on what he's done and anticipate what he's going to do.
Že sa môžeme pozerať naspäť na to, čo už spravil a môžeme očakávať na to, čo ešte len spraví.
But I know like in a time like this around Christmas time where it's really busy.
Ale viem, že okolo toho obdobia Vianoc sme veľmi, veľmi zanepráznení.
You know, we might not be focused on Jesus coming.
A možno sa až tak nezameriavame na príchod Pána Ježiša.
We either his first or second.
Či už ten prvý alebo druhý príchod.
We might be very focused on, you know, buying gifts.
Možno sa zameriavam veľmi na to, že kupujeme darčeky.
You know, what we're going to eat in a few days.
Čo budeme za tých pár dní jesť.
You know, what she wants, what he would like.
Čo chce ona, čo by sa jemu páčilo.
You know, going to Christmas gatherings that we may or may not want to go to.
Pôjdeme na, alebo chystáme sa na nejaké vianočné stretnutia, na ktorých buď chceme, alebo možno aj nechceme byť.
You know, anything but Jesus.
Čokoľvek, len nie Pán Ježiš.
But my question was kind of for myself and for you is, what have we done lately to prepare our hearts for receiving Jesus?
Ale moja otázka pre mňa a aj pre vás je, že čo sme v poslednej dobe spravili preto, aby sme si pripravili naše srdcia pre Pána Ježiša.
And if you're someone who has a certain authority, maybe you're a husband or a wife or a parent or a, you know, you have some sphere of influence.
A ak máte nejakú autoritu, či už ste manžel alebo manželka, alebo máte určité pole, kde môžete zapôsobiť.
What are we doing to help those around us be ready for Jesus?
Tak čo robíme v tom okruhu tých našich známych alebo ľudí, ktorých sa dotýkame, aby sme ich pripravili na stretnutie s Pánom Ježišom?
You know, we've all had times in our life where we've had a special guest come over.
A každý jeden z nás mal určité obdobie v živote, kedy prichádzal nejaký vzácny hosť k nám.
You know, let's just use a really easy one. Let's imagine before, you know, especially us, before we were married.
Možno môžeme použiť taký príklad, že my predtým, ako sme sa zobrali.
You know, I can imagine preparing something for Ivetka, like a date or something like this.
Ja si viem predstaviť, že keď Ivetka mala prísť alebo akože pripraviť nejaké také rande pre ňu.
You know, and you want everything perfect.
Chce všetko, aby to bolo naplánované.
Right, because she's gonna come.
Pretože príde.
You know, everything has to be right. The food has to be right, the candle has to be there, the flower has to be just positioned.
Všetko musí byť správne nastavené, musí byť dobre sviečka zapálená, kvietok tiež musí byť v správnej polohe, yeah, jedlo musí byť tiež dobré.
Because she's coming in 30 seconds.
Za 30 sekúnd už bude.
And if she's 1 second late, I'm going to be nervous.
A ak bude meškať 1 sekundu, tak budem nervózny.
You know how we are like that.
Viete, aké to je.
You know, and that's with someone, an earthly person, you know?
A to je taká pozemská osobnosť.
But how do you get ready when God shows up?
Ale ako sa pripravuješ na to, keď Boh sa zjaví?
You know, Emmanuel, Jesus, God in flesh.
Immanuel, Pán Ježiš, Boh v tele.
You know, how do we do that?
Ako to robíme?
I mean, we talk about it, but really, think about it, like, the creator of the universe showing up, how do you prepare for that?
A hovoríme častokrát o tom, ale zamyslite sa, že ako to spravíme? Boh, stvoriteľ všetkého, sa teraz tu zjaví.
There's some biblical examples of people who got ready.
Sú biblické príklady ľudí, ktorí sa pripravili.
Eric and Leah had read from Luke chapter 1.
Eric s Leo čítali z Lukáša z prvej kapitoly.
They read this kind of song that Mary sang out.
Čítali pieseň, ktorú spievala Mária.
In response to the great things God was doing in her life.
Ako reakciu na to, čo Pán Boh robil v jej živote.
But the context of that story was that, you know, Mary is minding her own business and the angel Gabriel shows up.
Ale ten kontext toho príbehu bolo, že Mária si robila tú každodennú svoju prácu a zrazu sa tam zjaví nejaký anjel Gabriel.
And you know, Gabriel says, you know, I'm going to basically change your life.
A Gabriel jej hovorí, že tak ja idem teraz zmeniť tvoj život.
And guess what? You're pregnant. You're going to be pregnant.
Áno, čo? Budeš tehotná.
Yeah, I know you're not married.
Viem, že si ešte síce nevydatá.
You know, this is going to be a nový čas.
Toto bude v novom čase.
You know, this is tabloid material for the day, for the village.
Pre tú ich dedinu to boli tabloidné materiály.
You know, and Mary, you know,
alebo ohovárky.
And Mary says yes.
A Maria tomu celému podala áno.
And she gives up her dreams and she gives up her expectations.
A vzdala sa svojich snov a svojich očakávaní.
She probably received the ridicule of people around her.
A možno prijemala takú pohanu od ľudí okolo nej.
She had to give up a lot.
Musela sa vzdať veľa.
To be ready for Jesus.
Aby bola pripravená na Pána Ježiša.
You see another group of guys, these magi that you hear in the story, the Christmas story.
A máme ďalšiu skupinu, tí mudrci z východu, o ktorých počúvame vo Vianočnom príbehu.
Who have this hunch that there's this king of the world coming.
Ktorí majú takú ako keby predtuchu toho, že prichádza nejaký kráľ.
So let's get some treasures together.
A oni si povedali, že dobre, tak zozbierame nejaké bohatstvo.
Let's go on a few thousand mile journey across burning deserts with bandits.
A poďme teda na tú výpravu cez horúcu púšť, a sú tam aj banditi.
And let's find this king.
A poďme vyhľadať tohto kráľa.
You know, these are two different extremes.
Toto sú dva veľké extrémy.
Of people who were anticipating Jesus, anticipating a Messiah, anticipating a king.
Ľudí, ktorí očakávali Ježiša, očakávali Mesiáša a očakávali kráľa.
And they would go to great extremes, either personally or physically, to meet with him.
A išli by do veľkých extrémov, či už osobne alebo aj fyzicky, aby sa mohli vôbec stretnúť s týmto kráľom.
Tonight we're going to look at one individual in the Bible.
Dnes večer sa pozrieme na jedného jednotlivca
we'll
z Biblie.
Slide.
Ďalší obrázok.
Any guess who this guy is?
Viete, kto je toto?
It's a perfect Greek, you know?
Perfektné gréčtine.
Yeah. This is John the Baptist.
Ján Krstiteľ.
Doesn't look like John the Baptist.
Hey, doesn't have the dreadlocks, come on.
He's
got longer hair. Už nemá také
dreadlocks.
Má tam nejaké asi dlhé vlasy.
We're going to talk about John the Baptist, because he's a guy who his whole life was the Advent life.
Budeme hovoriť o Jánovi Krstiteľovi, pretože jeho celý život bol his life was
this advent life.
Bol adventným životom.
He was this guy whose his whole destiny was wrapped up in this idea of that Jesus is going to come.
Jeho celoživotným cieľom bolo, že prichádza Pán Ježiš.
And he is really we can take him as a model for how to be ready for Jesus.
A môžeme si ho zobrať ako taký model, ako byť pripravený na Pána Ježiša.
And how we can help others be ready.
A ako aj my môžeme pomôcť iným, aby boli pripravení.
To receive the greatest gift.
Aby prijali ten úžasný dar.
The greatest guest.
Aby prijali toho najvzácnejšieho hostia.
To receive Emmanuel, God with us.
Aby prijali Emanuela, ktorý je Boh s nami.
We're going to look at 5 snapshots of his life.
Pozrieme si takých 5 krátkych záberov z jeho života.
We're going to look at the world that he lived in.
Pozrieme sa na svet, v ktorom žil.
How he set apart.
Ako bol oddelený.
What's his mission?
Aká bola jeho misia alebo jeho poslanie.
What's his message?
Aké bolo jeho posolstvo.
What's his attitude?
A aký bol jeho prístup.
So, let's jump into the world of John. We'll go to our next slide.
Čiže skáčeme do života Jána.
Now, you might have recognized these verses from last week.
A možno tieto verše sa vám vynárajú aj z minulého týždňa.
I want to invite you guys at this time to open up to John chapter 1.
Tak si môžete otvoriť Jána prvú kapitolu.
And we're going to read, I think it's the same in Slovak, we're going to read verses 1 through 5.
Prvý až piatý verš, dúfam, že to je isto v slovenčine.
Oh, I'm sorry, not 1 through 5, verse 5.
Piatý verš.
Which is up on the board, and then we're going to jump over to 9 through 13. So, verse 5, and then we're going to jump to 9 through 13.
Aha, čiže prečítame si najskôr 5, potom 9 a potom 13 verš.
Alright, so let's read together.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
Čiže 5. verš, toto svetlo svieti v tme, ale tma ho nepohltila.
Let's jump to verse 9. It says, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
A od 9. verša. Bolo však práve svetlo, ktoré osvecuje každého človeka, prichádzajúceho na svet. Bolo vo svete a svet ním povstal, ale svet ho nepoznal. Do svojho vlastného prišiel a jeho vlastní ho neprijali, ale tým, čo ho prijali, dal moc stať sa dietkami Božími, tým, čo veria v jeho meno, ktorí boli splodení nie z krvi, ani z telesnej žiadosti, ani z vôle muža, ale z Boha.
So these verses tell us that the world that John lives in, lived in, the world that we live in.
Čiže tieto slova nám hovoria o svete, v ktorom žil aj Ján, a v ktorom žijeme aj my.
It's basically a world that is blind to Jesus.
A tieto verše nám hovoria, že svet je slepý voči Pánovi Ježišovi.
It's a world that's caught up in a lot of other things just like we are.
Je to svet, ktorý je zamotaný do rôznych iných vecí, takisto ako aj my sme.
And the light is shining into the darkness and the darkness just doesn't get it.
A to svetlo presvedcuje tú temnotu, ale tej temnote to nedochádza.
And it says, but if we got it.
Ale potom pokračuje a hovorí, že ale keď tomu porozumieme.
If we understood.
Keď nám to dôjde.
It says we would become children of God.
Tak my sa stávame dietkami Božími.
And that's really God's desire.
A to je Božia túžba.
That we would be in the family. We would belong.
Aby sme boli v rodine a aby sme niekam patrili.
That's his intention for us.
To je našim zámerom aj pre nás.
But it says a light shines in the darkness, but the darkness doesn't understand.
A je tam napísané, že bolo svetlo svieti v tme, ale tá tma ho nepochopila, nerozumela mu.
Now, we had skipped a few verses 6 through 8.
Preskočili sme 6. až 8. verš.
And I want us to go back to those verses.
Ale teraz chcem, aby sme sa k ním vrátili.
Because there's a key here.
Pretože je tam kľúč.
And it says in verse 6, we'll read verses 6 through 8. It says, there came a man who was sent from God, and his name was John. And he came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light.
Bol človek, ktorého poslal Boh. Menoval sa Ján. Tento prišiel na svedectvo, svedčiť o svetle, aby všetci uverili skrze neho. On sám nebol to svetlo, len svedčiť mal o svetle.
So the text is telling us here that we live in a world that's blind.
Čiže text nám hovorí, že žijeme v svete, ktorý je slepý.
But God sent a man named John.
Ale Pán Boh poslal človeka, ktorý sa volal Jan.
God selects individuals.
Pán Boh si vyberá jednotlivcov.
To testify about him.
Aby mohli svedčiť o ňom.
To help people open their eyes, you know.
Aby prichádzali k ľuďom a otvárali im oči.
You know, to help people's hearts be open.
Aby pomáhali otvárať ľudské srdcia.
You know, God wants to use people like you and me.
Pán Boh chce používať ľudí tak, ako si ty a ja.
And in a sense, and I have to be careful how I word this.
A v prenesenom význame musím si teraz dať pozor, ako to vyslovím.
You know, Jesus was the incarnation.
Pán Ježiš bol vtelenie.
He was God made flesh.
On bol Boh, ktorý sa stal telom.
But for some reason, God likes to include individuals into that incarnation process.
Ale z nejakého dôvodu Pán Boh chce zahrnúť jednotlivcov, aby aj oni boli v tom vtelení, v tom procese.
That he would include you and me to help other people understand who he is, that we would be flesh and bone for him in a sense.
Aby aj my sme boli zahrnutí v tom, aby sme išli ďalej a pomáhali iným otvárať oči, aby aj oni mohli byť údmi a kostiami.
As we're open to him being fill us with his spirit.
A keď budeme voči nemu otvorení, aby sme mohli byť naplnení Duchom Svätým.
As he manifests himself through us, communicates himself through us.
Aby sa mohol on prejaviť skrze nás.
That people would somehow understand who he was and what he was doing.
Aby ľudia nejakým spôsobom mohli pochopiť to, čo Pán Boh chce komunikovať.
With the intention that many people would join the family of God.
S tým zámerom, aby čo najviac ľudí mohlo sa pridať k Božej rodine.
And that's what John was walking into.
A to bolo to, do čoho Jan kráčal.
That's the world that he lived in, that's the world that we live in.
To bol ten svet, v ktorom on žil, a to je ten svet, v ktorom aj my žijeme.
And he was a guy whose whole life was set apart to this mission.
A bol to človek, ktorého celoživotným cieľom, jeho misiou bolo toto.
Of tapping people on the shoulder and saying, you know, the light's over there.
Aby potľapka ľudí po pleci a hovorím, že tam je to svetlo.
That's where you can find belonging. That's where you can find life over there.
Tam môžeš nájsť, kde by si mohol patriť. Tam môžeš nájsť život.
And so we're going to look at his being set apart. And I'm going to...
Čiže my sa pozrieme na to, ako bol oddelený.
We're going to jump around the Bible, so be ready.
A dnes večer budeme skákať Biblii, tak sa pripravte.
I invite you to turn to Luke chapter 1 and we'll go to our next slide.
Lukáš,
well.
Prvá kapitola a ďalší obrazok.
And this is speaking about the birth of John.
A tu sa hovorí o narodení Jana Krstiteľa.
Because he wasn't always John the Baptist, he was John the little boy before.
Lebo nie vždy bol Jan Krstiteľ, bol aj Jan malý chlapec,
and
Janko.
And before he was John the little boy, he was John the little baby, and before that, he was John the unexpected child.
A predtým, ako bol malý chlapec Janko, tak ešte bol bábetko Janko, a ešte predtým bol neočakávané dieťa.
And we see his story in Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 17.
A jeho príbeh vidíme v Lukášovi 1. kapitole od 5. po 17. verš.
And let's only read in Slovak.
A len v slovenčine si to prečítame.
And so English speakers, please follow along.
So 5 to 17?
5 to 17.
Za judského kráľa Herodesa žil kňaz Zachariáš z týždenej triedy Abijovej. Jeho manželka bola dcer Áronových a menovala sa Alžbeta. Obaja boli spravodliví pred Bohom, žijúc bezúhonný podľa všetkých prikázaní a ustanovení Pánových. Nemali však deti, lebo Alžbeta bola neplodná a obaja pokročili vekom. Raz, keď podľa poriadku svojej triedy konal kňazskú službu pred Bohom, na neho padol los podľa obyčaja kňazského úradu, aby vošiel do chrámu Pánovho a zapálil kadidlo. Všetko množstvo ľudu v hodinu kadenia modlilo sa vonku. Vtedy zjavil sa mu anjel Pánov, ktorý stál z pravej strany kadivého oltára. Ako ho Zachariáš uzrel, preľakol sa a zmocnila sa ho bázeň. Ale anjel mu povedal, neboj sa Zachariáš, lebo vypočutá bola tvoja modlitba. Manželka Alžbeta porodí ti syna. Dáš mu meno Ján. Bude ti radosťou a potešením. A mnohí sa budú radovať z jeho narodenia. Lebo bude veľký pred Pánom. Vína a opojného nápoja nebude piť a Duchom Svätým naplnený bude už od života matky. Mnohých zo synov izraelských obráti k Pánovi ich Bohu. On sám pôjde vopred pred ním. v duchu a moci Eliášovej, aby srdcia otcov obrátil k synom, neposlušných k rozumnosti, spravodlivých, a tak ľud hotový pripravil Pánovi.
Okay. So, imagine you're Zachariah.
Predstavte si teraz, že vy ste Zachariáš.
You know, you're doing your job, you're a priest, you're doing your job.
Robíte si tú svoju prácu, áno, ste kňazom.
You're praying and all of a sudden you look over and like, whoa, what's that?
Modlite sa, teraz sa zrazu pozriete a že, toto je čo?
And this angel, which is kind of a scary guy.
Ten aniel, že je trošku taký odstrašujúci človek, odstrašujúci čo?
Almost
odstrašujú sa bytosti.
Almost every appearance of an angel freaks out the person who sees them.
Skoro každé zjavenie aniela vyplaší toho, komu sa zjavia.
Apparently they're not the little cute cherubs that you see in Raphael's paintings.
Zjavne nie sú takí malí baculatí anielikovia s krydielkami.
I've told you this story before, but down on the walking zone there's a statue of an angel.
A už som vám povedal tento príbeh, že na pešej zóne je socha aniela.
And he's got this sword in his hand.
A má meč v ruke.
And David was a little bit younger.
A David, keď bol trošku mladší.
Just as loud, but younger.
Takisto hlučný, ale mladší.
And we're walking and said, David, what's that?
A keď sme sa prechádzali tadiaľ, tak sme sa pýtali, že David, čo je toto?
And he doesn't say an angel.
Nepovedal, že aniel.
He's like, it's a warrior with wings.
Povedal, že to bojovník s krídlami.
You know, and so Zachariah's here praying, he looks over, there's a warrior with wings.
Zachariah sa modlí a zrazu tam vidí bojovníka s krídlami.
You know, and he's not supposed to be there.
On nemal by tam byť.
And he makes this beautiful prophetic statement for his family.
A dá mu také prorocké slovo pre jeho rodinu.
Says you're going to have this kid that you were not expecting, that was beyond what you can imagine.
Budeš mať také dieťa, ktoré si vôbec neočakával a čo si si ani nepredstavoval, že by si mohol mať.
And he's going to be named John. He had his name chosen.
A bude sa volať Jan. Už mu aj meno vybral.
We'll see that comes kind of becomes an important point in his story later.
A toto vidíme trošku neskôr v príbehu, že je to dôležitý bod.
And I never paid attention to this till this morning, but John, the name means Jehovah is a gracious giver.
A neprikladal som tomu veľkú váhu, ale Jan znamená, že Jehova alebo Hospodín je milosrdným darcom.
What a great name for a kid.
Aké úžasné meno pre dieťa.
You know that God is a gracious giver.
Že Boh je milosrdným darcom.
And this little John is going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, it says.
A že tento malý Jan bude naplnený Duchom Svätým.
And his life is going to wrap around this idea to make people ready for the Lord.
A že jeho život bude zabalený v tom, že pripraví ľudí na príchod Božieho vládcu.
And this angel is just like these hands offering this wonderful gift to Zachariah.
A že tento anjel je ako tieto ruky a ponúka úžasný dar pre Zachariáša.
And Zachariah, instead of being smart, saying thank you.
A Zachariáš namiesto toho, aby bol múdry, povedal, že dobre, díky.
He starts to argue with the angel.
Začne sa s ním hádať.
So how can this work?
Ako toto môže fungovať?
You know, that's not true, no way.
To nie je pravda.
You know, I'm old.
Ja už som starý.
My wife's old.
A moja žena už je stará.
And the angel says, you know, I'm Gabriel and I'm telling you this is how it's going to happen.
A aniel mu hovorí, ja som Gabriela, takto sa to stane.
I'm in the presence of God. Hello.
Ja som Božej prítomnosti. Nedochádza ti to?
I'm telling you it's going to happen.
Ja ti to hovorím, že sa to stane.
And so Zachariah was pretty dumb, right?
Že Zachariah je trošku hlupačík.
And the angel makes him dumb, like not able to speak.
A ten anjel ho potom ešte aj uzemní, umlčí.
You know?
Onemí.
And as the story goes, Elizabeth realizes she's pregnant, she rejoices.
A ako potom ten príbeh pokračuje, tak Alžbeta si uvedomí, že áno, je tehotná, teší sa.
6 months later, Mary has the same encounter with this warrior with wings, Gabriel.
A o 6 mesiacov neskôr aj Mária má také stretnutie s takým okrídleným bojovníkom, zase Gabriel.
She takes off and visits Elizabeth.
A potom to stretnutí odíde a stretne sa s Alžbetou.
And it says they have this meeting.
A je napísané, že ako sa stretnú.
And the baby John, 6 months old in the womb.
A bábätko Jan, 6 mesačný ešte v lone.
When Mary comes.
Keď prichádza Mária.
And Mary's pregnant with Jesus.
A Mária už bola tehotná s Pánom Ježišom.
The baby starts jumping for joy.
Tak toto malé bábätko začne sa tešiť a skákať z radosti.
John's like, that's my mission right there.
Ja, že áno, áno, to je moja misia.
Yeah, that's my life right there.
To je môj život.
You know, and he's adventing from the womb.
A už v lone adventoval.
Can you imagine?
Viete si to predstaviť?
This guy's ready for Jesus.
Tento chlapík je pripravený na Pána Ježiša.
And in time,
a v čase, alebo sa čas naplnil, za pár mesiacov,
this little baby boy, John, is born.
Jan sa narodil.
And the question is to the father, what you gonna name this kid?
A otázka pre otca bola, že aké meno mu dáš?
Zachariah writes his name down, John.
A Zachariáš napíše to meno Jan.
And by that act of faith, his mouth is released and he's able to speak.
A tým skutkom viery sa mu rozviazali ústa, mohol hovoriť.
And he begins to sing a song or a blessing or a prophecy about his son.
A začína spievať takú pieseň alebo také proroctvo o jeho synovi.
And we see it in Luke chapter 1 and we're not going to read the whole thing, but we'll just read a few verses.
Vidíme to v Lukášovi v prvej kapitole, nebudeme to celé čítať, len pár veršov.
Verse 76 through 80.
76 až 80.
And I'll just read it in English.
Ja to budem čítať len v angličtine.
It says, you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord to prepare a way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of God, our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. And the child grew and became strong in the spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly in Israel. So there's three things.
Čiže tri veci v týchto veršoch. So
his life was to prepare other people.
Jeho život bol na to, aby pripravoval iných ľudí.
He would give people the knowledge of the forgiveness and the salvation of God.
Dával ľuďom poznanie odpustenia a poznanie Boha.
It says he would declare the tender mercies of God. Verse 78.
Zo svojho milosrdného srdca, ktorým zjavil na nás ako vychádzajúce slnko z výsosti.
Yeah. So the mercies of God.
Milosrdenstvo Božie.
That would guide our feet to the path of peace.
Aby viedli naše kroky k pokoju.
What a great prophecy over this son.
Aké úžasné proroctvo nad týmto synom.
But I have a feeling, personal feeling.
Ale ja mám taký osobný pocit.
That this is what we're all called to in a sense as Christians.
Že my ako kresťania sme všetci do takéhoto niečoho povolaní.
We're all called to prepare the way for Jesus in people's lives.
My sme všetci povolaní do toho, aby sme pripravovali cestu pre Pána Ježiša do životov iných ľudí.
We're all called to declare salvation to people through the forgiveness of sins.
A my sme všetci povolaní, aby sme vyhlasovali odpustenie hriechov ľuďom.
We're all called to declare God's grace and his peace.
A aby sme im vyhlasovali Božiu milosť a jeho pokoj.
So that's what happened to this little guy.
Takže toto sa stalo s týmto malým človečikom.
He didn't end up just being a little guy, he grew up.
Ale nezostal teda len malým človečikom, ale vyrastol.
We'll look at his public ministry.
Pozrieme sa na jeho verejné vystupovanie.
It says we know that he grows up in the wilderness.
Vieme, že vyrastal na púšti, v divočine.
Picture is kind of radical guy.
Mne sa páči tento obrazok, taký divok.
Now when they say the wilderness, that's like the desert, that's way, way out, okay?
Keď povedia divočina alebo púšť, tak to je úplne, úplne vzdialené miesto.
We don't know too much about exactly where John the Baptist was.
Nevieme presne, kde vyrastal, kde bol Ján Krstiteľ.
It's supposed based on some things that he says that he might have been in one of these communities of the Essenes or the Qumran community.
Predpokladá sa, že bol v spoločenstve
Eseno.
Qumran.
Yeah, you guys will know Qumran from like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
A Qumran možno vám hovorí niečo, našli sa tie zbytky z mŕtvého mora.
That's where these, you know, ancient scrolls were found, and it was the remains of this community out in the desert, like in the middle of nowhere.
Bolo to úplne niekde. Nevieme kde, niekde úplne akože stratené, vieme kde, ale akože také stratené.
I mean, it's in the wilderness. I mean, it's
divočine.
It's secluded. It's way out there.
Úplne stratené miesto. A tam sa našli tie zbytky.
And if it's true, it's interesting because they seem.
A ak je to pravda, tak je to zaujímavé.
You know, they believed in Messiah greatly.
Oni verili v Mesiáša úžasným spôsobom.
And they believed that he would be the Son of God.
Verili tomu, že on sa, že je Božím synom.
That there was this guy who was the Son of God who was going to come.
Že je človek, ktorý je Boží syn, na ktorý príde.
And he was going to wipe out evil.
A že zmaže všetko zlo.
And he was going to gather the righteous.
A že si zhromaždí spravodlivých.
And lead them to heaven.
A vovedie ich do neba.
And present them to God.
A predstaví ich pred Bohom
as treasures.
Ako zvláštne poklady.
They had that remember last week we saw the Daniel view of the Messiah and the Isaiah view of the Messiah.
Ak si spomenete, tak minulý týždeň sme hovorili o pohľade Daniela na Mesiáša a Izajašov pohľad.
I remember Daniel was this conquering king, this kind of political leader.
A v Danielovi sa píše o dobývajúcom kráľovi, taký politický náhľad ako keby.
That was not their picture of the Messiah.
Takže toto nebol ich postoj alebo ich pohľad na Mesiáša.
They were on the other side. They were looking for a kingdom of heaven.
Ale oni boli na tej druhej strane a hľadali kráľovstvo Božie.
They were looking for a suffering servant.
Oni hľadali toho trpiaceho služobníka.
And it seems like John was in that same frame of mind.
A vyzerá to tak, že aj Ján bol v takomto zmýšľaní.
We know he was kind of a wild guy.
Vieme, že bol dosť divoký chlapík.
He wore camel's hair.
Mal ťavú srst.
Had a big leather belt.
Mal kožený opasok.
Probably had, he ate locusts and honey.
Jedol kobylky a med.
You know, he's a real Elijah kind of guy.
Taký právny Eliáš.
Which apparently he has the spirit of Elijah in him, so.
A mal aj ducha Eliášaho na sebe.
Something like that. Okay.
Takže v tom ponímaní.
And we're going to see a little bit of a story in Luke chapter 3.
A vidíme trošku z tohto v Lukášovi v 3. kapitole.
And we're going to read verses 1 through 6 and maybe we'll just do that in Slovak.
Od 1. po 6. verš len v slovenčine tentokrát. V 15. roku panovania cisára Tiberia, keď Ponský Pilát bol vládárom Judska, Herodes tetrarchom Galilei, jeho brat Filip tetrarchom krajiny Itúrijskej a Trachonickej, a Lysania s tetrarchom Abilény za veľkňazov Anáša a Kajfáša prehovoril Boh na púšti k Jánovi, synovi Zachariášovi. Ján chodil po celom okolí Jordánskom a kázal krst pokania na odpustenie hriechov, ako je napísané v knihe reči proroka Izaiáša. Hlas volajúceho na púšti. Pripravujte cestu Pánovi, vyrovnávajte mu chodníky. Každé údolie nech je vyrovnané, každý vrch a kopec znížený. Čo je krivé, nech sa vyrovná a hrbolaté cesty nech sú uhladené. A všetci ľudia uvidia spasenie Božie.
So this was John's his mission.
Čiže toto bolo Jánove poslanie.
He was out there baptizing.
Krsti ľudí.
You know, he was preaching.
Káže.
Forgiveness of sins. Okay.
Káže o odpustení hriechov.
And he was fulfilling what the prophet Isaiah was saying.
A naplňa to, čo prorok Izaiáš hovorí.
He's this one who was going to come ahead of Jesus.
On je ten, ktorý prichádza pred Pánom Ježišom.
He's this voice of one calling in the wilderness.
On je ten hlas volajúci na púšti.
One who prepares people.
Ten, ktorý pripravuje ľudí.
And you just look at the language, how he describes it, and it's this picture of a man who goes before a king.
A je to obraz toho človeka, ktorý ide pred kráľom.
To prepare the road for a king to come into a nation.
Aby kráľ mohol prísť k určitému národu.
And they actually did this in certain countries where if there was someone really, really important, they prepared the road for this king.
A v určitých národoch toto aj robili, že ak prichádzal nejaký veľký kráľ, tak išli a spravili veľkú cestu.
And you see here it says that they would make valleys, they would fill them in with dirt.
A že by tie údolia zasypali zemou.
And every mountain and hill would be made low.
A každý vrch a kopec by bol znížený.
And the roads used to be crooked because, you know, there's rocks or trees or whatever.
A tie cesty boli také krivoľaké, kadejaké.
So they cut, you know, they move everything out and have straight paths.
A všetko teda vyhľadia, vyrovnajú, aby bola tá cesta rovná.
And we're talking about huge construction jobs.
Big. Čiže tu je veľká konštrukcia, veľká taká práca.
You know, it's like, let's move this hill, guys, it's in the way.
Ja, dobre, ten kopec musíme teraz premiestni, lebo je v ceste.
You know, you don't have all you had is shovels.
A v tej dobe všetko, čo ste mali, alebo jediné, čo ste mali, boli lopaty.
Okay, let's get working, guys.
Dobre, takže ideme do toho. Chalani, poďme.
You know, it was extensive, hard, you know, lots of work.
Čiže bolo to veľmi náročné, ťažká práca a veľa práce.
It's time consuming.
A trebalo aj veľa času na to.
You know, but he says, this is the kind of work I'm about.
Ale Ján hovorí, že toto je tá práca, ktorú robím ja.
I'm doing this tough, hard work to get you guys ready for a king who's coming.
Ja robím túto takú ťažkú prácu, aby som pripravil vás na to, že prichádza kráľ.
I don't know, every time I see this verse, it reminds me of something from Nitra and something with you, Peter.
A vždy, keď vidím tento verš, tak mi to pripomína Nitru a pripomína Peťa.
Before Peter has a house, before he lived there, he lived in an apartment.
A Peťa teraz má dom, ale predtým žil v byte.
And it's on Calvary Hill, right? It was, yeah.
Bolo to na Calvary.
You don't have to be nervous. It's
nemôžu sa bať.
He lives, it was like this area, nice Calvary Hill, and there's obviously a Calvary on top of the Calvary Hill.
Pekný kopec, Calvaria, samozrejme sú tam aj tie kaplnky, Calvaria.
And there's this nice, relatively nice road that goes up this hill.
A celkom akože pekná cesta, ktorá ide hore kopcom.
And along the left-hand side, as I remember, there were lots of old houses, you know, these kind of attached on the front, you know?
A po ľavej strane, ako si spomínam, veľa starých domov, ktoré boli pospájané, také radovky.
And there was a time where the Pope came to Slovakia.
A bol čas, keď prichádzal pápež na Slovensko.
John Paul.
V tej dobe ešte Jan Pavol II.
And I don't know if it was the city of Nitra or the Catholic Church or whatever. They basically painted a lot and prepared a lot of these fronts of the buildings.
A neviem, či to bolo mesto Nitra alebo katolícka cirkev, ale vymalovali fasády tých domov.
You know, just on the path where the Pope would come.
Ale len z tej strany, kadiaľ by išiel ten pápež.
Like, this part of the house might be nice.
Čiže táto strana domov bola krásna.
And this part looks just trash.
Ale táto bola úplne ošerpaná.
You know, I mean, because he wasn't going to see this part.
Pretože túto časť by nevidel.
You know, unless he kind of stretches his head out the window.
Iba by sa natiahol z okna.
That wasn't going to happen in the Pope mobile.
Ale v Pope mobile by sa to nestalo.
Alright. And that's kind of a modern take on the whole thing.
A to je také moderný náhľad na celú tú vec.
But it's this idea of, you know, someone important is coming, let's prepare things, let's make it look nice.
Ale je tá myšlienka, že prichádza niekto dôležitý, tak pripravme tú cestu pre neho.
And John is kind of God's bulldozer.
A Ján je Boží bulldozer.
And he's moving things and preparing things that people might know him.
A premiestňuje a rozširuje a čistí to tam, aby mohli sa Božie veci diať.
And we're called to the same kind of work.
A my sme povolané do takej istej práce.
You know, and it's not easy work.
A nie je to ľahká práca.
It's hard work.
Je to ťažká práca.
It takes a lot of time.
Potrebuješ na to veľa času.
It takes a lot of planning and engineering sometimes.
A potrebuješ aj veľa plánovania a nejaké inžinierské schopnosti.
You know, to prepare people's hearts for Jesus.
Aby si pripravoval ľudské srdcia na Pána Ježiša.
And some people are like, an area where there's a little bit too much gravel.
A niektorí ľudia sa nachádzajú v oblasti, kde je veľa štrku.
You know, you just kind of move it over.
trošku to pohrabkáš tam.
Tell me how Jesus loves you.
Oh, áno, Pán Ježiš ťa miluje.
Oh yeah, I want to know Jesus.
Áno, jasne, ja chcem poznať Pána Ježiša.
It's easy path, yeah.
Veľmi jednoduchá cesta.
And then you know other people in your life who are like the Himalayas, right?
A potom poznáte možno iných ľudí, ktorí vyzerajú ako Himalaje.
You know, how I'm gonna tackle this one.
Že, ako sa k tomuto dostanem?
How am I gonna share Jesus with this one? Because this is a tough one to work with.
Ako sa podelím o Pána Ježiša s týmto, toto je akože veľmi tvrdý oriešok.
How am I gonna make a path through this guy to lead him to Jesus?
Ako spravím nejakú cestu to na, aby mohol prísť k Pánovi Ježišovi?
It's not easy work.
Nie je to ľahká práca.
That was his job and I think that's our job.
Bola to jeho práca a myslím si, že je to práca aj pre nás.
We're gonna look at John's message.
Pozrieme sa teraz na to posolstvo alebo tú správu, ktorú mal Ján.
And we see his message very clearly in Mark chapter 1.
A vidíme to veľmi jasne v Markovi v prvej kapitole.
Mark chapter 1 verses 4 through 8.
Marek, prvá kapitola, 4 až 8.
And I can read it this time.
Teraz iba v angličtine. Marek 1, 4 až 8.
So John came baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin in the whole Judean countryside, and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan. And John wore clothing made of camel's hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Just looking at this brief account of his message.
Čiže keď sa pozrieme na také stručné zhrnutie toho jeho posolstva,
we see how John prepared people.
Vidíme, ako Ján pripravoval ľudí
for coming Jesus.
Na príchod Pána Ježiša.
John challenged people to do four things.
Ján vyzýval ľudí, aby robili štyri veci.
They're the same four things that we're called to challenge people to.
Sú to tie isté štyri veci, ktoré aj my máme vyzývať ľudí robiť.
First thing, he challenged people to confess.
Vyzýval ľudí, aby vyznávali hriechy.
To just be honest about their failures and their sins.
Aby boli úprimní v tom, že áno, padli a zlyhali.
That's not an easy thing. And you know that, right?
To nie je ľahká vec, a to vieme aj z vlastnej skúsenosti.
I mean, point, you know, helping people to be honest about their failures is not, you know, how you impress people or influence them or make friends usually.
A keď ukazuješ ľuďom na tie ich poklesky, tak nezískavaš ich ako priateľov a je to veľmi ťažké. Aby sme im takto ukazovali na tie hriechy.
You know, and we live in a society where we don't want to be honest about our sins.
A žijeme v spoločnosti, kde nechceme byť úprimní o našich hriechoch.
And we have all sorts of mechanisms to help us not be honest about our sins.
A máme rôzne mechanizmy, ktoré nám pomáhajú, aby sme neboli úprimní o týchto našich hriechoch.
You know, I don't want to use my kids too much as an example.
Nechcem používať moje deti veľmi veľa na príklady.
But I had a situation at school.
Ale mal som situáciu v škole.
With David.
S Davidom.
You know, and he's very stubborn.
Je veľmi tvrdohlavý.
He's got a mind of his own.
Áno, má svoj vlastnú vôľu, vlastný rozum.
And when he wants to do something, he does it.
A keď chce niečo robiť, tak to spraví.
So in class, he does what he wants to do.
You know? A v triede si robí to, čo chce.
And he wants a marker, he'll go across the room and pick up the marker and come back to his desk.
A keď chce fixku, tak sa postaví a ide cez celú triedu, zobere si fixku a vráti sa.
You know, even if the teacher doesn't want him to do that.
A keď učiteľka mu hovorí, že to práve v tej chvíli nemá robiť.
You know, or whatever, and things like this were going on.
Alebo čokoľvek, veľa vecí takýchto sa odohrávalo.
Or he's got his little friend Philip.
Alebo má kamaráta Filipa.
And their friends.
Sú priatelia.
He was over for David's birthday party.
A prišiel aj Davidovi na narodeniny.
You know, and then for a few weeks, all of a sudden, they're just, every opportunity they can, they're punching each other in the face.
A pár týždňov, akúkoľvek príležitosť si našli, tak si dávali do tváre.
You know, they're trying to figure out who's the alpha dog.
Snažia sa zistiť, že kto je ten vodca, kto je alfa.
Now they're best friends again.
Teraz zase sú dobrí kamaráti.
You know, but these kind of things are going on.
A takéto veci sa odohrávali v triede.
And you know how it works.
A viete, ako to funguje.
Because I work there, they're my colleagues, teachers.
Ja tam pracujem, sú to moji kolegovia.
You know, when things are good, it's hi Patrick.
A keď veci sú dobré, ahoj Patrick.
When things are bad, it's Mr. Higgins.
Ale keď veci idú zlým smerom, pán Higgins.
You know, that's signal for be ready.
To je ten signál, áno, buď pripravený.
And you know, and the suggestion was, you know, David has a problem. Why don't you take him to the psychologist?
Ich návrh bol, že David má nejaký problém, prečo ho nezoberiete k psychologovi?
And you know, that's an okay suggestion.
Dobre, akože dobrý návrh.
But what I tried to explain to the teacher.
Ale čo sa snažil vysvetliť tej učiteľke?
I don't think it's a psychological problem.
Nemyslím si, že je to psychologický problém.
I think it's a sin problem.
Myslím si, že je to problém hriechu.
You know, it's he doesn't want to obey you.
On ťa nechce poslúchať.
And he needs to.
A má ťa poslúchať.
And he's going to now.
A bude ťa poslúchať.
Because I'm going to talk to him at home.
Lebo ja sa s ním porozprávam doma.
And if he does it again, just tell me and I'll talk to him again. But he's gonna, and he'll get more than a talk.
A ak ten rozhovor nepomôže, tak mi to povedz a potom budeme mať viac ako rozhovor.
Because it was about obedience.
Pretože to bolo o poslušnosti.
You know, and granted there are, I don't want to say, you know, there are kids who have problems and adults who have problems.
A áno, samozrejme sú deti, ktoré majú problémy a aj dospelí, ktorí majú problémy.
You know, but I see especially in the school a lot of kids who have a piece of paper.
Ale hlavne u nás v škole vidím deti, ktoré majú nejaký papierík.
To excuse their sin life.
A tým papierikom sa vyhovárajú a ospravedlňujú si svoj hriešny život.
That, no, that's, he can be disobedient because his psychologist says it's okay.
Áno, on môže neposlúchať, lebo psychológ mu to potvrdil.
And they're perfectly healthy kids.
A sú celkom v poriadku, deti sú zdravé.
They just don't want to obey.
Len nechcú poslúchať.
I was like that.
Ja som tiež bol taký.
And I imagine some of you were like that.
A predstavuje si, že možno niektorí z vás ste takí.
You know, and I'm not saying that there aren't kids with problems, honest problems, but my kid was not one of them.
A nehovorím, že nie sú deti, ktoré skutočne majú problémy, ale moje deti nie sú, nepatria k ním.
You know, we need to be, we live in a society that isn't big on confessing sin.
Ale žijeme v spoločnosti, ktorá nerada vyznáva hriechy.
But we need to be honest about our sins.
Ale my musíme byť úprimní ohľadom našich hriechov.
Jesus says the truth sets us free.
Pretože Pán Ježiš povedal, že pravda vás vyslobodí.
John challenged people to repent.
Ján vyzýval ľudí, aby sa kajali.
That they would not just be honest with their sins, but they turn away from their sins.
Aby nielen boli úprimní a povedali, že áno, máme hriech, ale aby sa otočili a išli opačným smerom.
Be like this guy who would be make new paths for themselves.
A aby boli ako tento chlapík, aby si robili novú cestu pre seba.
Where there were no paths before.
Kde nebola žiadna cesta predtým.
We know that John obviously was baptizing people.
A vieme zjavne, že Ján krstil ľudí.
You know, the way the Jews would understand baptism might be a little bit different than us, and it was much more common in their day.
Ako Židia rozumeli krstu, tak to bolo trošku inak, ako my tomu rozumieme v dnešnej dobe.
Remember, as we were studying through Leviticus, we saw all these ceremonial washings and cleansings. These would be connected to that idea of baptism.
A keď sme si čítali 4. Mojžišovu, tak tam boli tie ceremoniálne očisťovania sa a krst bol vlastne spojený s týmto.
It would be this very public declaration of starting something new.
Bolo to také verejné vyznanie toho, že začínam niečo úplne nové.
Being set apart from whatever made you unclean before that point.
Že sa teraz oddelujem od toho, čo ma predtým znečisťovalo.
And John challenged people on that.
A Ján vyzýval ľudí, aby toto robili.
But he also challenged them to look forward to someone.
Ale takisto ich vyzýval, aby sa tešili na niekoho, aby hľadali niekoho.
And to look forward to an experience.
A aby hľadali zážitok.
And that was that someone was going to come who was going to baptize them in the Holy Spirit.
A to bol niekto, kto príde a pokrstí ich v duchu, svetom.
Fill them up with the Spirit of God.
A bol to niekto, kto príde a naplní ich Božím duchom.
To overflowing.
a naplní ich až tak, že to bude z nich prekypovať.
The message is the same.
Posolstvo je to isté.
Those four things are things that we should challenge people on.
Tieto štyri veci máme aj my vyzývať ľudí, aby to robili.
That they might be ready for Jesus.
Aby boli pripravení na Pána Ježiša.
We're going to go and just our last thing, we're just going to look at the attitude of John.
A ešte posledná vec je, že si pozrieme postoj Jana Krstiteľa.
I really like John's attitude about ministry.
Mne sa veľmi páči prístup Jana Krstiteľa k službe, službe Bohu.
And if you're in any form of ministry or any form of influence, spiritual influence on anyone, whether it's just even your kids or your spouse, this is for you.
A ak ste v akékoľvek pozícii, kde duchovne vediete niekoho, či už je to len u vás doma, alebo manželka, alebo deti, tak toto je pre vás.
This is in John chapter 1, so we'll jump back over
zase
to John.
Zase je to v Jánovi v prvej kapitole.
This is, we see John has, there's three things about John's attitude about his mission in life.
Sú tri veci, ktoré sú spojené s Jánovým prístupom k jeho službe a živote.
In verse 19, chapter 1, verse 19.
Čiže Ján, 1. kapitola, 19. verš.
At this point, John, he's getting to be quite popular.
V tomto bode, alebo teraz už sa Ján stáva dosť populárnym.
Tons of people are coming out to receive this forgiveness of sin.
Tisícky ľudí prichádza k nemu, aby prijali odpustenie hriechov.
To take on this new life.
Aby si zobrali tento nový život.
And the religious people at the time began to notice.
A náboženskí vodcovia v tej dobe si to začali všímať.
And they sent some guys out to figure out who is this John guy.
A vyslali nejakých takých ľudí, že zistite, kto je tento Ján.
And this was pretty normal, this was okay for them, they weren't doing anything wrong.
A bolo to také normálne pre nich a nerobili ani nič zlé.
Because they're the religious authority, they need to figure out, is this guy, is he legit or is he a cult guy or what is he, you know?
A vlastne zisťovali, že či tento človek je, je v poriadku, alebo je to nejaký nový kult, alebo čo sa tam deje.
And they ask, who are you? Confess freely.
A oni sa ho pýtajú, že kto si, vyznaj nám to, slobodne.
And he said, I'm not the Christ.
A on im hovorí, ja nie som Kristus.
And then they asked him, well, are you Elijah?
A potom sa ho pýtali, si Eliáš?
No, I'm not him either.
Nie som ani ten.
Are you the prophet?
Si prorok?
Says, no.
Nie.
Who are you?
Tak sa ho pýtali, že kto si?
And he says, I'm what I always said I was.
I am.
I'm who I said I was.
Ja som ten, čo som vždycky tvrdil, že som.
I'm a voice of one calling out in the deserts, make straight paths for the Lord.
Ja som hlas volajúceho na púšti. Vyrovnávajte cestu Pánovi.
He's basically said, I'm just a signpost.
A hovorí, že ja som len dopravná značka.
I'm just someone who's pointing in the direction of the king.
Ja som len ten, ktorý ukazuje, kadiaľ je tá cesta ku kráľovi.
I think there, if we are living for Christ,
a ak aj my žijeme pre Krista,
and we're being public about it,
a dávame to aj verejne najavo,
people are going to start to be attracted to us.
Ľudia začnú byť priťahovaní k nám.
People are going to come into our life and experience Jesus in us.
Ľudia budú prichádzať k nám a skrze nás budú zakúšať Pána Ježiša.
And when they do that,
a keď to spravia,
don't forget where to point them.
Nezabudni aj ty ich nasmerovať tým správnym
it's
smerom.
About Jesus.
Že vždycky je to o Pánovi Ježišovi.
You're just a sign.
Ty si len tá značka.
You're just a finger pointing in the right direction.
Ty si ten prst, ktorý im ukazuje, kadiaľ majú ísť.
That's all we are.
Pretože to sme.
You know, and I've had experiences on both sides of two extremes.
Mal som skúsenosti s obidvomi stranami, dvomi takými extrémami.
Yeah, I've had certain times in my life where I wasn't, you know, declaring that, hey, you know, well, not real publicly, that, you know, my faith or things like this.
Boli časy v mojom živote, kedy som nevyznával moju vieru veľmi verejne.
And people would say, you know, they would experience somehow Christ through me.
A ľudia by nejakým spôsobom okúsili Pána Ježiša Krista skrze mňa.
But they would just think, oh, Patrick's a nice guy, you know.
Ale oni by si mysleli, že je, že Patrick to je taký správny chlapík.
Something's different about him, but I don't know what.
Niečo na ňom je také iné, a neviem, čo to je.
You know, and they wouldn't learn anything really about Jesus through my life.
A skrze ten môj život nikto by sa nenaučili o Bohu.
You know, and there's other people who I was very upfront.
A boli zase iní ľudia, ktorým som to verejne hovoril.
And I just kept living my life, working with them, whatever.
A žil som si svoj život a pracoval som s nimi.
But when their hearts were ready,
ale keď ich srdcia boli pripravené,
they knew who to come to.
Tak vedeli, kam majú prísť.
And I remember specifically, I was in university, I was working in a coffee shop.
A spomínam si na jeden špeciálny prípad, keď som bol na univerzite a pracoval som v kaviarni.
And I was very upfront, hey, I'm a Christian.
A povedal som im tam všetkým, áno, som kresťan.
And there was this guy who come in all the time, this kind of punk rocker with more metal on his face than you have in, in your toolbox.
A chodil tam jeden taký chlapík, bol to taký hard rocker. Pankáč a mal viacej kovu na tvári, ako vy máte doma vo vašej toolbox na krabici s náradím.
You know, and but when he had a spiritual question, he'd come up and say, hey, Patrick.
Ale keď mal nejakú duchovnú otázku, tak prišiel, že Patrick, počúvaj.
You know, just ask deep questions about God.
A pýtal sa hlboké otázky o Bohu.
And that was my job, said, you know, this way.
A moja práca bola, áno, padiaľ to, týmto smerom.
Jesus.
Pán Ježiš.
You know, but being honest and upfront gave him an opportunity.
A to, že ja som bol úprimný a povedal som to priamo dopredu, tak jemu to dalo príležitosť.
We see further on in the story.
A vidíme ďalej v tomto príbehu.
Verse 29.
29. verš.
It says that John saw Jesus.
Že Ján vidí Pána Ježiša.
Coming towards him.
Ako k nemu prichádza.
And he points says, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
A poukáže na neho prstom a hovorí: "Ajhľa, Baránok Boží, ktorý sníma hriech sveta."
And he goes, "This is the guy I've been talking about the whole time, guys."
Toto je ten človek, o ktorom som vám stále hovoril.
He's the whole reason I'm out here in the water, is this guy right here.
Toto je ten človek, prečo som ja tu v tejto vode teraz. Toto je dôvod.
And then going a little bit further.
A potom ešte keď pojdeme trošku ďalej.
We see that the next day John does this again.
Vidíme, že na ďalší deň to Ján robí znovu.
And he says, "Look, there's that guy again, the Lamb of God. That's the guy I've been talking about."
Áno, pozrite sa, toto je Boží barán. Toto je ten, o ktorom sa vám hovoril.
And it says two of his disciples took off.
Where are you?
In verse 37.
Aha. 37. verš. A dvaja učeníci od Jána odišli.
And they go and they begin to follow Jesus.
A začali nasledovať Pána Ježiša.
And what I like about John is he just sends people forward.
A čo mne sa páči na Jánovi je to, že posiela ľudí ďalej.
You know, as people are attracted to us.
A ako aj ľudia možno budú prichádzať k nám a bude ich niečo priťahovať k nám.
You will begin to get a following.
A tak budeš mať určitých ľudí, ktorí ktorí teba budú nasledovať.
You know, you might start a Bible study.
Možno začneš nejakú skupinku, nejaké štúdium Biblie.
You might disciple that person.
Možno budeš z toho človeka robiť učeníka.
You might start a church.
Možno začneš aj nejaký zbor.
You know, but the point is to send people to Jesus.
Ale našim cieľom je, aby sme týchto ľudí posielali za Pánom Ježišom.
John's goal was not to make a fan base for himself.
Jánovým cieľom nebolo to, aby mal nejaký fan klub pre seba.
But to get people excited about following Jesus.
Ale jeho cieľom bolo to, aby sa ľudia nadchli z toho, že môžu nasledovať Boha, Pána Ježiša.
We see that he takes those people who are following him and he sends them forward.
A vidíme to, že tí ľudia, ktorí nasledovali Jána, tak ich zobral a posiela ich ďalej za Pánom Ježišom.
In chapter 3 of John.
V 3. kapitole Jána.
Verse 22 to 30.
22 až 30.
It says Jesus is out with his disciples.
Je tam napísané, že Pán Ježiš je so svojimi učeníkmi.
Who used to be John's disciples.
Ktorí kedysi boli Jánovi učeníci.
And he's basically in a similar area and he's baptizing a bunch of people.
A je v podobnej oblasti a tiež krsti ľudí.
And there's an argument that comes up and some people say, you know, well, what do you think about Jesus over there? He's kind of cutting in on your program here, John.
A sú tam určití ľudia a hovoria Jánovi, že a čo si myslíš o Ježišovi? On nejako trošku ti tu uberá tvojich ľudí.
He's kind of taking your people. What do you think about this, John?
Áno, berie ti tvojich ľudí. Čo si o to myslíš?
You know, and John's reply is great.
A odpoveď Jána je úžasná.
In verse 27 he says, you know, a man can receive only what's given to him from heaven.
Ján im odpovedal: Človek si nič nemôže vziať, ak mu nie je dané z neba.
Every person that God puts in your life is from heaven.
Každý ten človek, ktorý je v tvojom živote, je človek daný
given,
z neba.
Given from heaven. Not da. From heaven, but... No, not from heaven, but given from heaven, sorry.
Je, každý človek v tvojom živote je daný z neba.
All right. It says, you yourself can testify, said, I'm not the Christ.
Vy sami mi dosvedčíte, že som povedal, ja nie som Kristus.
I'm just the guy who runs in front of him.
Ale som poslaný pred ním.
He says, as a bride belongs to the bridegroom.
Kto má nevestu je ženich.
A friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is with full joy as he hears him coming.
Ale ženich, priateľ, ktorý stojí a počúva ho, srdečne sa raduje ženichovmu hlasu.
Kind of saying, I'm the best man in the wedding.
A Ján teraz hovorí, že ja som ten prvý svedok, družba na svadbe.
You know, and I'm not jealous.
A nie som tu na žiarlivý.
I'm excited.
Ale teším sa.
Because my friend, his bride's coming.
Pretože tuto môj priateľ, jeho nevesta prichádza.
And I'm excited. And he says, this joy is mine.
A ja sa z toho teším, táto radosť je moja.
You know, it's kind of like when Eric was getting married. Eric and Leo.
To bolo tak, ako keď sa Erik ženila s Leo.
You know, we were excited for that.
Všetci sme sa tešili z toho.
You know, it's joy to watch them unite their lives together.
Bola to radosť, keď sme ich mohli vidieť, ako si spojili životy spolu.
You know, John said, you know, that's how it is. You know, when I see people flocking to Jesus, that's good.
A to isté hovorí aj Jan, že ja keď vidím, ako ľudia prichádzajú k Pánovi Ježišovi, tak z toho sa teším.
You know, that's a beautiful romance starting right there.
To je úžasná romantika, ktorá sa tam začína.
You know, and he basically says, I'm the servant.
A hovorí, že ja som služobník.
And in verse 30 he says, he, meaning Jesus.
A v 30. verši hovorí, on, kde myslí Pána Ježiša,
he must become greater.
On musí rásť.
And I must become less.
A ja sa umenšovať.
We must be like this picture that fades over time.
A my musíme byť ako tento obrazok, ktorý vybledne po čase.
As we point people to Jesus and send people to Jesus.
Ako my budeme posielať ľudí k Pánovi Ježišovi.
That we would kind of fade slowly out of the picture.
Aby my sme potom tak ako keby vybledli z toho celého obrazu.
Jesus will use us as incarnations in people's lives.
A Pán Ježiš nás použije ako také vtelenie v živote iných ľudí.
But that's just for a period of time.
Ale je to len na určité obdobie.
Until he, the real Emmanuel, comes into their life.
Až dovtedy, kým ten skutočný Immanuel nepríde do ich života.
We must decrease and he must increase.
A my sa musíme umenšovať, aby on mohol rásť.
So I just want to encourage us all to live a life like John the Baptist.
A tak by som chcel nás chcel všetkých vyzvať, aby sme žili život podobný životu Jána Krstiteľa.
Especially in this time and Christmas time.
Hlavne v tomto období Vianoc.
That we would be really devoting ourselves to pointing to people to Jesus.
Aby sme skutočne aj my poukazovali ľuďom na Pána Ježiša.
This is a great time to bring up the subject of Jesus.
Pretože je to výnimočný čas, aby sme mohli ukazovať ľuďom, že Pán Ježiš prichádza.
You don't have to figure out the best gift for someone. He is the best gift for them, okay?
A nemusíš sa zamýšľať nad tým, aký najlepší darček môžem niekomu dať, pretože on je ten najlepší dar.
You know, and you can give him to everyone.
A jeho môžeš dať každému.
Just a quick tip on how to get started.
A taký rýchly tip, ako môžete začať.
Because this sounds nice, but how do you get started on this?
Ale možno vám to znie dobre, ale neviete, ako začať.
Start with you.
Začnite sami za sebou.
And I'll start with me, okay?
A ja začnem sám so mnou.
You know, it's great to pray for revival.
Je úžasné, keď sa modlíme za prebudenie.
But let us start right here.
Ale nech to začne tu.
Let us confess our sins.
Nech my môžeme vyznávať naše hriechy.
Let us repent and turn in new directions.
Nech sa my môžeme otočiť a obrátiť.
Let us be baptized, whether that means in water or just making a new start.
A nech my sme pokrstení, či už vo vode, alebo tým, že si zoberieme ten nový začiatok pre seba.
That it would be a public moving in a new direction.
Aby to bolo verejné, také, že sa uberáme novým smerom.
Let us invite the Spirit to fill us.
Nech my dovolíme Duchu, aby nás naplnil.
And after we've done that, let's just start praying for people.
A ako toto všetko spravíme, tak sa môžeme začať modliť za ľudí.
Most of us are going to meet with people that we don't see most of the year.
väčšina z nás sa bude stretávať s ľuďmi, ktorých nevidíme počas možno celého roka.
Friends, family who you don't see that often.
Priateľov, možno rodiny, rodinných príslušníkov, ktorých nevidíme
who
tak často.
Who don't know Jesus.
Ľudia, ktorí nepoznajú Pána Ježiša.
You know you're going to meet them probably in the next week or two weeks.
A vieš, že sa s nimi stretneš či už ďalšie týždne alebo o dva týždne.
Start praying for those people.
Tak sa začni už teraz modliť za týchto
ľudí. Start praying for their hearts to be ready.
Začni sa modliť, aby ich srdcia boli pripravené.
Just be ready for God to do something pretty cool on your Christmas time.
A buď pripravený aj ty na to, že Pán Boh dokáže robiť úžasné veci počas tohto vianočného obdobia.
I need to do this on Saturday.
A ja toto musím robiť, pretože túto ďalšiu sobotu.
I'm going to be meeting with my a whole bunch of family.
Ja sa stretávam s mojou veľkou rodinou.
Most of them don't give a rip about Jesus.
A väčšina z nich kašľa na to, kto je Pán Ježiš.
You know, and they're going to ask me, so how's Slovakia? What are you doing there?
A spýtajú sa ma, že ako je na Slovensku a čo tam vlastne robíš?
And I want to have a good answer for them.
Dobrú odpoveď pre nich.
I'm trying to tell people about Jesus. Let me tell you.
Hovorím ľuďom o Pánovi Ježišovi, tak aj tebe teraz poviem.
So I need to start praying for my cousins.
Tak sa musím modliť za mojich bratrancov, sestrnice.
I need to start praying for one of my grandmas.
Musím sa modliť za moju jednu starú mamu.
And I got a whole bunch of people to pray for this week.
Tento týždeň mám kopec ľudí, za ktorých sa mám modliť.
That's just me. You got your own stories. You got your own families.
A to som len ja, ale vy máte svoje vlastné rodiny, svoje vlastné príbehy.
And maybe the last thing that we can get from John as a good tip.
A možno ešte posledná vec, ktorú môžeme mať od Jana ako dobrý tip.
Be bold.
Buďte odvážni.
This guy's a radical guy.
Tento človek bol divok.
We didn't read all the scriptures about him. He says some pretty radical stuff.
A nečítali sme všetky veci o ňom, ale robil radikálne veci.
Be bold enough to say some unpopular things by faith.
A buď odvážny na to, aby si povedal aj nepopulárne veci a sprav to vo viere.
Be that bulldozer for Jesus.
A buď ten bulldozer pre Pána Ježiša.
You know, some people you're going to meet are going to be like Himalaya, some are just going to be a little dip in the road.
Niektorých ľudí, ktorých stretneš, budú obrovskí ako Himalaya a niektorí budú len taká malá štrbinka v ceste.
You know, be bold.
Ale buď odvážny.
Look, John, he was totally bold, and people were flocking from the big city out to the countryside to confess their sins to this, in front of this guy.
A keď sa pozrite na Jána, tak bol odvážny a hovoril tieto veci a ľudia z miest a z dedín prichádzali k nemu na toto opustené miesto, aby vyznávali hriechy pred ním.
Because you know the reality, whether we believe it or not.
A skutočnosť je taká, či už tomu veríme alebo nie.
Everyone wants to be free of their sins.
Každý chce byť oslobodený od svojho hriechu.
Everyone wants to be free of their failures.
Každý chce byť oslobodený od svojich pokleskov.
And what the message of Jesus is that you can be free from all those things.
A posolstvo Pána Ježiša je, že áno, môžeme byť slobodní.
So that's a good Christmas present.
Tak to je úžasný vianočný darček.
We're going to pray, then I think we're going to have one more song of worship and just use that time to respond to the Lord.
Pomodlíme sa, potom budeme mať ešte jednu pieseň uctievania. Využiť to na to, aby si mohol reagovať na Pána.
Lord, we just thank you that you do send out people, Lord, you're going to send out us.
Pane, my ti ďakujeme za to, že posielaš ľudí a ďakujeme ti za to, že posielaš aj nás.
Lord, we ask that you begin that work in us, Lord.
A tak ťa, Pane, prosíme, aby si začal tú prácu v nás.
Lord, we know apart from you we can do no good thing.
A Pane, takisto vieme, že bez Teba nedokážeme robiť nič dobré.
But you encourage us to abide in you.
Ale Ty si nás pozbudil, aby sme zotrvávali v Tebe.
To abide in your love.
Aby sme prebývali v Tvojej láske.
And you said as we do that, we will bear much fruit.
A Ty si povedal, že ako to budeme robiť, tak budeme prinášať veľa ovocia.
Lord, we ask that you would do that.
A tak ťa prosíme, aby si to robil v nás.
For your glory.
Na svoju slavu.
Lord, we just give you our lives, we give you this whole season.
A tak Ti odovzdávame naše životy, odovzdávame Ti celé toto obdobie.
And we look forward to great things.
A očakávame úžasné veci.
In your amazing name.
V Tvojom vzácnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.